Hi, I'm Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcast. Today I'm at the Beacon Orthopedic and Sports Medicine facility out on the west side of Cincinnati. I'm with one of the doctors for Beacon Orthopedics, Dr. Robert Berger. Dr. Berger, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ed. Welcome. Nice to be with you.
Could you give us a little bit of background, how far you go back with Beacon Orthopedics?
Certainly. Okay, we'll start with my personal background. As I'm a native of the western side of Cincinnati, I had played football, went to LaSalle High School, and actually had walked on the University of Notre Dame. I received an academic scholarship, and as a freshman was a member of the 1977 National Championship football team. A guy named Joe Montana was our quarterback back then. The last game I played, I was fortunate enough to get to the point that I started as a senior and actually obtained a scholarship playing football. The last game we played was the 1981 Sugar Bowl against Herschel Walker in Georgia. And since then, since my involvement as an athlete, somebody in the community, I've been in practice with Beacon Orthopedics. Actually, is one of the founding members. And we work in sports medicine in particular, and really our focus is to do whatever we can to give every athlete of every age the opportunity to play healthy, and to maximize their potential.
Can you describe the setup that you have here? This is a fairly new facility here on the west side of Cincinnati. How long has this been here, and what's all entailed out?
What we've been open, Ed, for about 2 years, and our goal is to provide, in effect, one-stop shopping. So if someone comes here as an athlete, and again, I don't mean athlete just playing football for the Cincinnati Bengals, but a recreational athlete, any age, you treat everyone with the concept of, you know, to whatever we can do to get somebody back in the game. But our facilities entail physicians that are fellowship-trained, subspecialty background in terms of sports medicine, in terms of spine, in terms of rehabilitation, physical therapists that function at a high level. Our facilities include an MRI facility, so if someone comes in, we can have rapid diagnostic ability. We also include a surgery center, and really, again, our target is to provide one-stop shopping so that if an athlete comes by, that we can provide full services to give that person the opportunity to get back as fast and as safe and as healthy they can, especially for an athlete in season.
So the evaluation would be here, the surgery is actually here, and rehab is all here.
That's correct, Ed. For a person who has a typical outpatient surgery, if it were be a shoulder reconstructive surgery, an ACL reconstruction, those type of surgeries that we'd perform here. Certainly, if a person needed a knee replacement or an operation that they required hospitalization, then we would not necessarily do them here.
Dr. Berger, what are the most prevalent injuries that you're seeing in sports today?
Well, probably one of the things that's really changed is that in males in contact sports is the high incidence of shoulder problems, and specifically meaning in the contact athletes, shoulder dislocation, subluxation is a shoulder that slips out of joint. In throwing athletes, a high incidence of tears of the labrum, that being the cartilage in the shoulder joint. In female athletes, unfortunately, we still see a very high incidence of tears of the anterior cruciate ligament, that is the ACL.
You know, nowadays we'll see an athlete go down with a major injury, and we just assume that the athlete's going to bounce back. He or she will return to action. Carson Palmer comes to mind when we think of the way they come back. What is it that's led to players returning to action as quick as they do now?
Well, I think that there's a whole host of factors that fall into play. Going back to my days at Notre Dame, if one tore an ACL and we lost six guys' ACLs one spring, you had a big operation, 3-4 hours, you were in a cast for 6 weeks, you had to break up scar tissue, you clunked around in something called a Lenox Hill brace that everybody could hear you when you walked. And what's changed now is, number one, the arthroscope. The arthroscope allows us in a minimally invasive way to treat a lot of the conditions that required open surgery before. And with it, the instrumentation, the expertise, the training, the rehabilitation, all those things have served to enhance care. And with it, really, injuries that in the past would be career-ending are, in effect, you know, what we tell a lot of the athletes is, listen, this is not career-ending, it may be season-ending, but with your commitment, with your rehabilitation, that you should have the opportunity, in most instances, to come back and play again.
heck of a staff and system that you have out here at Beacon.
We have a lot of tremendous people. We are very proud of the people in our organization. We're proud of their commitment to excellence, their commitment to patient care. And we reflect, I would hope, the same thing that you do at Athletic Strength and Power, that really someone committed to enhancing performance. And an old adage is that, you know, people don't want to know how much you know until they first know how much you care.
And that seems to be the, you know, what we've heard on the out of Cincinnati for years now, is people like Melissa Consus and you, Dr. Berger, and your whole staff out here, is just the way they care about their patients and get people back to the to really what they want, is back on the field.
Well, thank you. Well, again, we're proud of that. But again, I think my hat's off to you at ASAP, because you do the same thing and you have the same value and the same goals in mind.
Dr. Robert Berger, he's joined us today on the Athletic Strength and Power podcast. Once again, we extend our big thank you to you and your whole staff here. We've been out at the football symposium on Cincinnati's West Side. Thanks again, Doc, for joining us.
Thank you, Ed.